Hi Gratitude Seeker, have you heard of Mood Plus? It's a supplement based on a clinically studied strain of bacteria that promotes mental well-being and stress resilience. Here's what Kelly had to say about it. I'm able to be more patient with my kids and have more clarity to make the many decisions I have to make every day. Find out more about the science behind Mood Plus by going to mood-plus.com. That's mud-plus.com and use promo code TRYMUD for a 15% discount or visit the link in the description.
On one level, you know, I really had a gratitude in my heart, I'll say, you know, from a young age. On another level, in terms of, you know, being consciously conscious gratitude, which I think is what we're talking about here, where it's a lasting, it's not a sugar high gratitude, because there's plenty of that in Silicon Valley too. You just hit it again and you have an incredible quarter and you just made another gazillion dollars and all of that. You know, those are sugar high gratitude. That's not, of course, what we're talking about. We're talking about lasting, deep, true, real gratitude, and that's where we bring it to our day on a continual basis. I call conscious living, incidentally, I call it floating on a raft. So, because I grew up more on the roller coaster of, oh, today's a really bad day, you know, and now today's a good day, you know, just up and down and all over, mental, emotional, in my head, da da da. But becoming conscious with my daily practice and stuff, now it's like I'm floating on a raft. I still have challenges, mind you. We all do. You know, it's not the problems go away. It's just that I'm in this place of gratitude. I'm, you know, of really a deeper, lasting gratitude. I call it like floating on a raft.
Stay connected to gratitude. Hit the follow button right now and join thousands of listeners tuning in each week. We're the Gratitude Seekers. Come join us. Hi, Gratitude Seeker. Welcome to a new episode of the Gratitude Podcast. Our guest today attained the pinnacle of success as a Silicon Valley entrepreneur, founding two high-tech firms. Then he pivoted to lead Humanity's Team, a global nonprofit helping people everywhere awaken to their interconnectedness. Steve Farrell, welcome to the Gratitude Podcast.
Georgian, thanks so much for having me. Really looking forward to your program here today.
Definitely. So, firstly, it's Farrell, right? So thank you for accepting this mispronunciation and so for being so cool about it. Let's get into this. So, let us know a little bit more about you. You come from Silicon Valley. You have done some amazing things in your life. And what happened afterwards?
Yes. Well, let me kind of fly high as I take you through this. It's actually an over 50-year journey. And I think you got this whole story from my book that recently came out called A New Universal Dream. What the story is about is it tells the story of me and the unfolding of my life. But the purpose of the book, its premise actually, is something other than that. It's that as I see it, every generation it goes out in search of discovery, of adventure, and ultimately of treasure. And I was no different. So this is, I tell the story in my book of growing up with my mom, who's divorced and single, full-time job, with six siblings, seven of us, and a dog in a little 1200 square foot home. So probably a lot of your listeners can relate, you know. So I grew up like that, the middle kid. I listen well, you know. You're not, it's the oldest and youngest that bang the table and sort of demand everybody's attention. The middle ones listen well. So that's how I grew up. Now, then After college, I did move out to Silicon Valley on the West Coast. I grew up on the East Coast and had a couple of jobs, including with IBM, where this was in the 80s. And IBM was really pretty big in the 80s. This book, In Search of Excellence, came out. Everybody wanted to work for IBM. It was valuable for me because the training there was really substantial. It's very deep and comprehensive. And one of the classes that I went to was called the President's Class, and they talked about the profile of an entrepreneur. And shockingly, I said, "Wow, you just described me. That's who I am." I was like, "What? I'm working for IBM, but I'm actually an entrepreneur." So I worked for IBM for 6 years, and then in January 1990, this was right around the birth of the internet, I did go out with another guy, and we started our first company. And I didn't have any. There was no money in my family, so two guys, used furniture, very little, inexpensive executive suite. So we started this company, and it was in digital communications, supporting the internet. Big companies, the Gap, Esprit, even Apple, companies like that. And so we were in the right time, right place at the right time. We really were. And so we grew from these two little guys, just kind of learning our way around, to 175 people, $75 million in revenue over 10 years. And during that same 10 years, a couple of things happened. One is we actually birthed a second company inside the first company that we grew to $75 million in 2 years. So I really kind of hit the jackpot, if you want to call it that. For the old, I was talking about adventure, discovery, treasure. So that's kind of the old American dream thing here, of where, yes, everybody gets a great education, which is part of this dream. But in the upper legs of that ladder, it's sort of fame and fortune and power over and all these kinds of things. And I did experience that. Now, here's where the shocking part comes in. During this time, I went through a personal awakening. I read Neil Donald Walsh's Conversations with God, Book One, in 1995. And this I'll call it, he uses the term God, so we could call it the divine God, right? Universe even is, spoke to me, this God that I'd known my whole life, even though I grew up in the Catholic Church and altar boy and all that kind of stuff. I'd never felt this judging, I'm going to condemn you and you better do it right or else. And I never did experience that at all. I experienced this God that was in my corner, that wanted to help me, that wanted to support me, that was trying to, the wind at my back for where I might go. And that was the God that came through in the book. It was like, oh my gosh, as I was reading the book, this is what I've known from the time I was a kid. And I'm actually reading, him slash her speaking to Neil here, right? And so, as you might gather, as I'm talking, I'm rather animated here right now. It had enormous impact on me. I mean, maybe more impact than anybody that you've ever known from a book that they've read, because my whole life changed. And it didn't happen overnight. It was over a period of days and weeks, months, and years. But what happened to me is, it became a personal awakening of, oh my gosh, why I'm here. Some of the things that people may know, if they've read any of these Conversations with God books, it says we're all actually sons and daughters of the Most High, all of us, every one of us, and the earth too, emanations of, right here in the flesh. So yes, our parents delivered us to the earth, sort of the airplane, the airport terminal, they delivered us, but no, we didn't come from. We came from source, from God, from the universe. That's where we all came from, with all the same properties: everlasting life, unlimited potential, love as our basis, all of this stuff. So tremendous. I can't overstate the impact here. So I did end up losing my passion for business. I sold these businesses. I left. I'd been given entrance into the Silicon Valley wealth world with the private jets and all of that kind of stuff. I left all of that. I left those clubs. I left Silicon Valley. I moved my family to Boulder, Colorado, as you mentioned. Then the third startup was with Neil Donald Walsh, who wrote Conversations with God. He and I launched a nonprofit, a 501c3 nonprofit that's global, called Humanities Team. with a Y, humanities team. And we launched it in June 2003. And as an educational nonprofit, where we would educate on what? What I'm talking about here now, that the oh my gosh, you know, where we have Greg Braden and Bruce Lipton and Nassim Harriman and Lynn McTaggart and Michael Beckwith, all the people that are in this transformational education field, creating masterclasses that share the science of this, the spirituality of this, the philosophy of this, the embodied practices, Qigong and yoga and all these beautiful breathing, you know, meditation, embodied practices.
Mood Plus, the supplement I told you about at the start of the show, contains a unique strain of inactivated bacteria originally isolated from mud or soil called M. vaccae. This comes from new research and it isn't a probiotic. But what does it do? This bacteria has been shown to promote mental well-being, stress resilience, anxiety resilience, and also boosting mood through its interaction with our immune system and its helpful effects on inflammation. It works because in the past humans had far greater exposure to these kinds of bacteria before our modern sanitary living. Researchers call these good bacteria our old friends and are finding that they may have played a key role in regulating our immune system, gut health, and even mental health. Mood Plus safely reintroduces your body to these beneficial bacteria. Get your Mood Plus now. Go to mood-plus.com. That's mud-plus.com and use code TRYMUD for a 15% discount. Or visit the link in the description and use the discount code TRYMUD. Spend more time outside with fresh air in your lungs and healthier habits in your schedule by eliminating the hassle of prepping, cooking, and cleaning up after each meal. Stress-free eating is just one click away this spring. Factor's delicious meals range from calorie smart, keto, protein plus, to vegan and veggie, and they're ready in just 2 minutes. Customize your weekly meals with the flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your lifestyle. Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks and beverages, to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. Head to factormeals.com/gratitude50 and use code gratitude50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's gratitude50 at factormeals.com/gratitude50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
That because my passion then became the passion of, wow, you know, I found it. I found the treasure. It wasn't what I thought it was going to be. I thought it was going to be that whole, the airplanes and all that stuff and all the money. And I said, no, that's a mirage. I know I kind of went through that story quickly. So I didn't really cover that in that time frame, even though it was amazing. You know, I remember how I grew up. So didn't grow up with much. Paid for my own braces when I was 12. So yeah, I was amazed, you know, on a private jet and stuff. But I was also paying attention to how I really felt and how others really felt. And what I could see is you wanted more. You always wanted more, more, more. And you were prioritizing more, more, more. You pay a price for that, you know? I mean, your relationship with your partner, your kids, your coworkers, your best friends, your neighbors, you pay a price for that because you're so busy going after more that the interior values, the things that are going to really make you happy are ignored or marginalized. They're played down, right? So I did not find it in that old American dream. But I did set out on a path on what we call the conscious journey. Conscious journey is where we are awake. We have our own personal awakening. I'm guessing many people listening now have had their own personal awakening, where we say, what I'm talking about here now, this is one of many lives. There's no such thing as death. And I work with, you know, we're in education. So I work with the mediums like Suzanne Giesman and James von Prague and Karen Nelwe, who are extraordinary. It takes 2 to 3 years to hire these mediums because they're so amazing. I also work with the near-death experience community like Dr. Evan Alexander, Harvard trained, where he describes, you know, where his journey through heaven. He wrote a book called Proof of Heaven was the name of this book. So I work with these people, and I came to realize this non-physical realm, this God that is just pure love, who's in your corner, who supports you, who's your dad, you know, your mom. Actually, there's no gender. So we can say mom, we can say dad. And in conversations with God says you can call, if you like the science better, then say universe or cosmos. I use the term God or the divine, but God says she doesn't care. But that's your source. You know, that's where we come from. So this became my passion. And for the last 20 years, because we founded Humanities Team 20 years ago, we've created all these master classes. We have a streaming platform. We're now streaming to countries all over the world, over 175 master classes on our streaming platform. It's called Humanity Stream Plus. And we're a nonprofit, so we just keep dropping the price and dropping the price. It's now about $300 a year. But we have a one for one. So we give away a free subscription for each paid subscription too, because there are people, you know, even though 300 is pretty affordable, for a lot of people, it's not affordable at all, you know, outside of the US. So we give it away. And our North Star, what excites us is this notion of getting this this streaming platform with all the live programs and video trainings and all these things in every home on the planet. 75, it's translated in 75 languages now. So that people can experience what I'm talking about here now. They don't have to take it from me. Listen to Greg Braden, listen to Lynn McTaggart, listen to Nassim Harriman, listen to Neil Donald Walsh, listen to Michael Bernard Beckwith. There are way too many faculty members. You know, there's many of them, most of the ones in our space have created a masterclass with us. So listen to, go through their training, you know, and in their own words, they will tell you the kinds of things I'm telling you now. And then when we do that, then we find the treasure. Okay, that whole, I say every generation is in search of treasure. Okay, this is, I believe, our generation's treasure. The premise of the book is that there's a great migration going on right now to conscious living, because it's our design, it's evolution. It's actually who we really are when we pay attention to our interior values, you know, our personal practice. We all, I'm sure, have a daily practice, and that's going within, right, in our daily practice, where we're really connecting and listening in. And then once we start living this way consciously, and we're with this kind of daily practice, then we find this really delicious life. It's the treasure. I mean, I can't even put words to the fullness of what this treasure is. But yeah, so that's very briefly me from 12 years old to now. And what just animates me and the whole team I work with, it's really a calling for us. It's not a career. It's not like a career. It was a calling of, you know, you go do this, go create this education, go create a streaming platform, translate it, get it, make it affordable, so everybody all over the world can understand what this conscious living thing is.
Wow. You've gotten to so many interesting points. So I'll take them one by one. So you mentioned at one point the private jets and everything, and the fact that we tend as humans to always want more and more. I think that works on that scale, but I think it works in general in our life. Like, even if we are not at that level, we tend to do that, and we tend to forget about the simple things, the things that we can do each day to enrich our lives and to make them to be closer to that treasure that you mentioned that's actually inside, right?
Yeah, so, yeah, exactly. Right. And you don't have to. You can, if you want to hear the whole story of that, you know, again, my book tells that whole story. You can watch it all unfold, what happened to me there. But most people don't actually get to experience that. But as you mentioned, they don't need to, because even the things, you know, going out to nice dinners and vacations, as you mentioned, you can kind of feel into it of, this is nice, you know, this is very nice, but this isn't why I'm here. You know, it's those interior values. It's that interior deliciousness that is the thing that really amps us all up, that really gives us true, lasting joy and satisfaction.
Exactly. Yeah, definitely. And this connects beautifully with gratitude as well. Like, if we are, like Oprah said, if we are not grateful with what we have, doesn't matter how much more we want, we still won't be grateful, because there's always more, and there's always other people that have more. And if we just think in those terms, it's never ever going to be enough. And in this from this point of view, I wanted to ask you if you can remember the moment when you've discovered gratitude.
Well, yes, gratitude. I love this program, by the way, Gratitude Project, because this is the elevator ride up. This is gratitude is the elevator ride up. If you want to find true happiness and success, that's gratitude. You know, we take that elevator ride up. So on one level, Georgian, you know, just from the time I was young, even as a little boy, you know, I did laugh a lot. I smiled a lot. I loved the outdoors. I actually started out in college wanting to be a veterinarian, but I'm terrible in science. And I wanted to be a veterinarian because I loved animals. That's why I wanted to be a veterinarian. You know, I loved animals. I loved the outdoors. So on one level, you know, I really had a gratitude in my heart, I'll say, you know, from a young age. On another level, in terms of, you know, being conscious gratitude, which I think is what we're talking about here, where it's a lasting, it's not a sugar high gratitude, because there's plenty of that in Silicon Valley too. You just hit it again and you have an incredible quarter and you just made another gazillion dollars and all of that. You know, those are sugar high gratitude. That's not, of course, what we're talking about. We're talking about lasting, deep, true, real gratitude, and that's where we bring it to our day on a continual basis. I call conscious living, incidentally, I call it floating on a raft. So, because I grew up more on the roller coaster of, oh, today is a really bad day, you know, and now today's a good day, you know, just up and down and all over, mental, emotional, in my head, da da da. But becoming conscious with my daily practice and stuff, now it's like I'm floating on a raft. I still have challenges, mind you. We all do. You know, it's not the problems go away. It's just that I'm in this place of gratitude. I'm, you know, of really a deeper, lasting gratitude. I call it like floating on a raft. So I encounter the challenges and problems in a very different way. You know, and this gratitude, for me, its basis was understanding my true source. That I love my parents deeply, Joe and Linda. You know. But they just were the airport terminal. They delivered me. That's not, I'm the true son of the Most High, you know, as you are, Georgian, as every listener is. And I hope, incidentally, people will let that in and don't just let that go over your head, because it's so big, you know. And of course, most of us heard, you're made in the likeness and image of God, right? We've heard that before. But I mean, internalizing this, really knowing it deeply. No, I was put here, you know, you mentioned in the introduction, the big pivot going on, the shift to conscious living. I was put here, each of us, in this time, during this big pivot, during this great shift of the ages, to be, to really open to the fullness of who I am and to live into that and to invite others to live into it. Because one, will then have the delicious life, and two, the tipping point, you know, 8 to 10%. When enough of us are living this way, boom, you know, we create this whole sustainable and flourishing planet. Kids have a future on this planet right now. As we know, it's a bit challenging as we think about kids, right? We'll change that if we come into this lasting gratitude, if it becomes, we know who we really are, if we live into who we really are. So yes, that the gratitude that we're talking about is comes from what I'm going to call conscious living. We could call it different things. In humanities team, we call it conscious living, where we're conscious of the science and the spirituality that talks about who we really are and how we can live our lives. And we have a daily practice reflective of that. And that's where all the magic happens. The miracles, the synergies, the synchronicities, all these things, they happen when we're, it's in our bigger self, I'll call it, you know, as opposed to the little self. The little self is me, me, me. I want this. I want that. You know, everybody else wants to go there. I want to go here. You know, we're insistent on our, that's the little self that, you know, that's, I grew up that way too, you know, but this conscious living is the bigger self of, you know, hey, I want to pay attention to what you want and what my wife wants and my son wants and coworkers want. I want to listen carefully. You know, they're also sons and daughters of the Most High, right? So that's where the real gratitude kicks in, that that nourishes and that never lets go. I mean, I can stay on that raft. You know, I don't get, things don't turn my raft over because of this way that I live my life.
Mood Plus, the supplement I told you about at the start of the show, contains a unique strain of inactivated bacteria originally isolated from mud or soil called M. vaccae. This comes from new research and it isn't a probiotic. But what does it do? This bacteria has been shown to promote mental well-being, stress resilience, anxiety resilience, and also boosting mood through its interaction with our immune system and its helpful effects on inflammation. It works because in the past humans had far greater exposure to these kinds of bacteria before our modern sanitary living. Researchers call these good bacteria our old friends, and are finding that they may have played a key role in regulating our immune system, gut health, and even mental health. Mood Plus safely reintroduces your body to these beneficial bacteria. Get your Mood Plus now. Go to mood-plus.com, that's mood-plus.com, and use code TRYMUD for 15% discount. Or visit the link in the description and use the discount code TRYMUD. Spend more time outside with fresh air in your lungs and healthier habits in your schedule by eliminating the hassle of prepping, cooking, and cleaning up after each meal. Stress-free eating is just one click away this spring. Factor's delicious meals range from calorie smart, keto, protein plus, to vegan and veggie, and they're ready in just 2 minutes. Customize your weekly meals with the flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your lifestyle. Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. Head to factormeals.com/gratitude50 and use code gratitude50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's gratitude50 at factormeals.com/gratitude50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. And how do you manage to keep it steady? What do you do each day to keep the raft steady?
Well, one is I've deeply internalized that I am in fact a son or an emanation of the Most High. I totally believe that. And I believe I was put here to help, you know, for others to assist in the waking up process and also to support people, to have real gratitude for people, really see them as sacred, who they really are. This is what we do in Humanities Team, or this nonprofit with this streaming platform called Humanities Stream Plus. And we create right now, we're creating, incidentally, over one transformational education program a week. So that's over 50, 52 a year. And then we have live programs, sometimes three a day, all on the streaming platform. And it's all about the things we're talking about. So people can watch and listen. And here, of course, George, and you and I are having a conversation. People are listening to us. Over on the streaming platform, people can, there's chat, you know, they're saying, wait a minute, tell me about this. I really like that. It's more, it's two-way communication. So, and then as you might guess, people write in all the time of, oh my God, it changed my life. Thank you. You know, you supported me. Thank you. You know, it changed how we work in the office, and all these things. There's nothing more, you talk about continued gratitude and floating on a raft on a constant basis. That just nourishes you like in the most amazing way, where you're helping people, supporting people in service, you know, because Oneness, you know, again, this is if people have read Conversations with God, and of course, even understand the science now that's out here, unified field science and so on, quantum physics, is saying that we actually are all deeply interconnected, interrelated, and interdependent. That, in fact, there's this universal consciousness animating all of life. Okay, that's one way. So what Joe Dispenza uses that term. There's a universal consciousness animating all of life. Perfect. True. That's the oneness, that we're cells in the body of the superorganism, which we can call universal consciousness or God or universe, you know, cosmos. We can use any term that we want. But so we're part of a bigger self, and this whole separated self that I thought I was growing up, of somebody said, Steve Farrell. I'd say, well, you're talking to me, you know, in this body. That's who Steve Farrell, this separated self. As I've grown through this whole conscious journey thing, I'm not my body. You know, my body is just, it's what I'm inhabiting here on this particular life form. But this body will drop, but I won't, because I talk to the other side all the time. I haven't talked to my dad who passed, my sister who passed. I've learned to do these things. My grandmother, you know, angels, guides. So that's how I stay. I think, George, and I'm sure you would probably say this is true too. The longer we're on this conscious journey, the more we deepen into it. You know, the stronger and deeper becomes the experience. The more courage we have, the more strength we have, the more devotion we have, the more perseverance we have, is because it's self-reinforcing. Every day that we live in this daily practice and live this way, where I'm talking with you right now, and you know, we're talking to people all over the world, it's like, wow, that feels so good. When I hit the pillow at night, I want to do that again tomorrow, you know, and not just talk as we are here, which is valuable, but also create video trainings, you know, create live programs, go out into the grocery store and just smile at somebody who's having a hard day, you know, just all the different things we can do. So that's how the longer we're on this journey, what I found, the deeper, better, more fulfilled, more joyful, happier that we are.
Definitely. Definitely. I love what you just said. And also about the fact that we can not just experience and feel it ourselves, but we can also share the kind of vibe that we have, and share the gratitude. And on this, I'm curious, how do you see us being able to share gratitude aside from the practice that we have ourselves? How can we share this feeling with other people?
So if listeners like the idea, let me make a suggestion. We're probably all doing some things now that support our gratitude. But if you like the idea, try this experiment, even for the rest of today, or if you want to start tomorrow. But take 24 hours. We're going to, just like a rubber band stretch, you know, stretch that rubber band. Go to times three of what your normal support and service is in your, what I'm calling, bigger self, where with your wife, with your kids, with your coworkers, with your neighbor, with everybody that you come in contact with, where you do something, maybe you're now giving a homeless person a dollar, a try, make it a 10 or a 20. Try that and see how good that feels too. And we're all on a budget, you know, but see how good that feels. At home, you know, where you might want to go out a special dinner, but your family wants to go somewhere else, say, well, okay, let's go where you want to go. Just go in the direction of a little more support, more service for everybody around you for 24 hours. Now, I think what you'll find is you'll say, this feels good. This really feels good. And we want to do more of what feels good, right? Incidentally, you know, the opposite of this is true too, which I saw in Silicon Valley. You can have the yachts and planes and all these things, but that's not in support or service of other people necessarily. And you can say, I won the lottery. I've got all this money, all these things, you know, why am I not happy? What's wrong with me? You know, it's because we're not built that way. You know, I was saying that it's The conscious journey is our personal design. It's evolution. It's our destiny. Design, destiny, evolution was not to just go and do all these palatial things just for yourself. There's no real joy in that. I saw that firsthand. But try this experiment where we do its opposite. We stretch like a rubber band, go into extra service and support mode. Watch how good it feels. And if I'm right and it feels that good for you, then keep doing it every day.
I love it. I love it. Just imagining this had a beautiful impact on me. And I was thinking that it actually makes you more generous, and it makes you be more open to receiving, to experiencing more gratitude. You realize that there is more to give, and I think that's so interesting. I love this part about this exercise.
Yeah, I could share too, just briefly. You know, as I mentioned, I work with the mediums and the near-death experience. Now, they all share what happens when our physical body drops. So the process when we go back to the non-physical realm, and people probably even heard this because they've been talking about this for some time, that we go through a panoramic life review right at the end of our physical life. In the panoramic life review, the people that were around me during my life were it's not like a recording, it's like real time where I'm going back in time and I'm in their body, seeing and feeling me, and how they felt, what kind of emotion I stirred, you know, in them. That's the panoramic life review from the beginning of my life as a baby all the way to the end. What emotions was I stirring for people around me? Sadly, because most of us didn't grow up with what you and I are talking about here, George, and we grew up with the Newtonian, Darwinian, separated self thing, where we're pursuing other things, oftentimes that panoramic life review isn't exactly what we'd want, you know, where we are seeing and feeling these people around us. But where we do what we're talking about, where we open our eyes, we have a personal awakening, we go, oh my gosh, I'm not who I thought I was. We start living in gratitude like this every day. That panoramic life review can be very beautiful. And throughout our lives, we're actually helping people. That's why it's beautiful. People, we were stirring emotions of beauty and joy and even laughter and these things in others, and help to create a better planet. So, and remember, Stephen Covey passed a while ago, but remember his seven habits. Remember habit two, begin with the end in mind. Begin with the end in mind. I think that's the end. So what do we want to do? If that's the end, what do we want to do to get to where we want to be when that happens? And I think it's your gratitude project.
Yeah, that's wonderful. It's a really big perspective. Like, we tend to think really short term or medium term, but we don't think about, like you said, about the end and coming back from that, how we would like to have lived our life, and how we would like for people to have experienced us, and how it is to be with us in this experience. It's a wonderful perspective, and it makes you see life and the experience you have right now in a different way, and how it actually connects basically with everyone. And I love this perspective, and I definitely believe, and one of the reasons why I am grateful, and I believe many of our listeners are as well, is this interconnectedness and interdependence. Because even from a really physical standpoint, like the fact that we want to send a package, for instance, from one place in the world to another, it makes you think, just the fact that there you want to do that, you have the package, and it can get to a I don't know, tens of miles, of thousands of miles away, it can only be done through other people. And there are so many people actually involved in that simple thing that you just, okay, you pay something for that, and it just happens. And I think this is wonderful. And there are so many things, concrete, really concrete things that can help us see how interconnected we are. Mood Plus, the supplement I told you about at the start of the show, contains a unique strain of inactivated bacteria originally isolated from mud or soil called M. vaccae. This comes from new research and it isn't a probiotic. But what does it do? This bacteria has been shown to promote mental well-being, stress resilience, anxiety resilience, and also boosting mood through its interaction with our immune system and its helpful effects on inflammation. It works because in the past humans had far greater exposure to these kinds of bacteria before our modern sanitary living. Researchers call these good bacteria our old friends and are finding that they may have played a key role in regulating our immune system, gut health, and even mental health. Mood Plus safely reintroduces your body to these beneficial bacteria. Get your Mood Plus now. Go to mood-plus.com. That's mud-plus.com and use code TRYMUD for a 15% discount. Or visit the link in the description and use the discount code TRYMUD. Spend more time outside with fresh air in your lungs and healthier habits in your schedule by eliminating the hassle of prepping, cooking, and cleaning up after each meal. Stress-free eating is just one click away this spring. Factor's delicious meals range from calorie smart, keto, protein plus, to vegan and veggie, and they're ready in just 2 minutes. Customize your weekly meals with the flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your lifestyle. Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks and beverages, to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. Head to factormeals.com/gratitude50 and use code gratitude50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's gratitude50 at factormeals.com/gratitude50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
Yes, there are. And there's so much right now. There's science everywhere. So Apple News had a Popular Mechanics article running for 2 weeks. And Popular Mechanics is mainstream science, you know, and it says, oh my gosh, we're actually deeply connected to the whole galaxy, to the whole universe, to the cosmos, that once what we're our thoughts, words, and deeds are going out into this collective, and like a rock is thrown into a pond where these waves go out. It, likewise, the science is saying the same thing, you know, that we are deeply impacting the universe actually in every moment. This was a Nobel Prize for Physics last year. It's called Entanglement. In October last year, three researchers won the Nobel Prize for Physics for entanglement. And if you go look up the definition of entanglement, it's extraordinary. It's what we're talking about. It says that you can have two things, even hundreds of light years away, you know, in the universe, there's no physical connection at all, and they're deeply affecting each other. It's like, wow, how did that happen? You know, entanglement. It's just what you said. You said everything is interrelated and interconnected and interdependent. This separated self is a fiction. Okay. I mean, that's kind of jaw dropping. You might need to sit with that a little while. I know I did, but it's actually a fiction. There's this notion that there's such a thing as Steve Farrell in a body that's just not affecting anything around me. That's just a total fiction. There's no such thing, you know? So once we really understand the science of it, that, oh my, I am actually deeply affecting everything by who I'm being, and that I'm actually a part of this larger self, not just me and my wife and my two kids, you know, with just this little place, that I'm a part of the earth. I'm a part of you, not just a metaphor, you know, all 8 billion people here, the universe. And I'm deeply affecting all of it by the things I'm doing. Well, that's talking about a completely different way of living, you know, which brings us into gratitude and things.
Definitely. And from this point of view, can you share with us some of the people that you're grateful for and why?
Well, first, first and last is God the Most High. my best friend, and it's not even God as my co-pilot, it's God as my pilot. I'm so grateful for our source, God, who is pure love and who's misunderstood, by the way, by so many. And it's because of how we were taught. Our instructors and teachers and even churches were misguided. They didn't really get it right, that God's just got, is we're an emanation of her, of him. And he, she is pure love, would never judge us or condemn us or something. In fact, the opposite, supports us, and I call it a boomerang effect as we do this work where, you boomerangs, you throw it out and comes right back to you. There's a blessing coming back to you, give unto the kingdom and all things are given unto you. So that's what I found, is I'm guided, I'm supported. So first and last is God, the Most High, that of which I am a part. I can't imagine dreaming of a more beautiful God than the God that is here now, always. Now, then, as I leave that, of course, my partner, who's Stephanie, my son, Dylan, my daughter, Sophie, my coworkers and humanities team, I mentioned, it's not a career, it's a calling. So, and they're beautiful, beautiful souls, Dee Meyer, Andy Guski, Karen Watson, Jim Gray are some of the managers. I shouldn't name four because there's way too many. Now I'm not naming a lot of them. They're all beautiful, incredible. George and you for inviting me to your program. I'm grateful for you. So, and your listeners here. I just hope that there's something that can inspire, people the way I've been inspired, and that maybe we sparked something that could be, create a fire, that burns, a passion and inspiration that burns for a lifetime for people. That's my desire.
Definitely. I'm sure that your passion was felt by people, and that they resonated with it, and the perspective that you shared are very deep and insightful. And this is the beauty of podcasts, and one of the reasons why I like audio, because you can listen and you can really think about the things that you're listening to, and really go deep and search within yourself and see what you feel is right and true for you, and ignite that passion and that fire inside of you. So we're nearing the end of our time together, and I wanted to ask you a little bit more about your book. If you can tell us a few words about it, and where can our audience find it?
Yes, you bet. So it's called A New Universal Dream, which is the dream that we're talking about here now, Georgian. But it's told through the story of over 50 years, where I leave my home, 12-year-old, and to today, and humanities team and all these trainings all over the world and things. So you can go to anewuniversaldream.com, and the first chapters of the book are opened up. Also, you can buy the book at Amazon or Barnes & Noble, these different bookstores. It's about Amazon changes the price. It's anywhere from $12 to $17 for the soft, for the regular, not hard cover, but soft cover book. But it's also in audio and digital, so which is even less expensive. And if you just save your receipt and enter the receipt number there on that site, anewuniversaldream.com, we give you one of my masterclasses called Conscious Leadership. We'll give you that. It's a $300 masterclass, so it's a pretty nice thing. But it's a nonprofit. We're not there to make profit. We're there to share. So I go a lot deeper into my whole life there, into the masterclass. So check that out. And then humanitiesteam.org. With a Y, humanitiesteam.org. Check that out. All of these, the work we do, Global Oneness Summit, all of our free programs, the streaming platform, all of that is on humanitiesteam.org. And as a nonprofit, we're, you know, it's serving the whole world. We're about half outside of the U.S. and half in the U.S. And our whole purpose is to make conscious living pervasive worldwide by 2040 in 16 years. So, yeah, you'll learn more about all of that in the book and at humanitiesteam.org.
Amazing. Thank you so much for being here with us, for sharing your wisdom, your deep and really touching perspectives. I'm really happy that we got together. And yeah, thank you so much for being part of the Gratitude Podcast.
Yeah, thank you, brother. Really appreciate you inviting me, George, and thank you.
My pleasure.
Hey, Gratitude Seeker, thank you so much for taking the time to listen to this interview. I really appreciate it. And if you could think of one person that would also benefit from it, share it with them. It might actually be the inspiration that they need to make their day or maybe even their life much better. Thank you so much once again. This has been George Mbenta. Don't forget to keep seeking and spreading gratitude.
Are you experiencing more lack in your life than you used to? Unfortunately, some things are not in our control, but we can control how we see them. Join me on a 7-week journey from lack to abundance through gratitude. Go to georgianbenta.com/abundancecourse. That's georgianbenta.com/abundancecourse to join me now.